From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are striking new details today about the motives of the 32-year-old man who shot 10 Amish schoolgirls in Pennsylvania yesterday. Police say Charles Carl Roberts was upset about the loss of a daughter years ago. And they say he told his wife yesterday that he was distraught because he molested two of his own young female relatives 20 years ago. The death toll in the shooting is now at 5. 2 young victims died last night. NPR's Larry Abramson has more from Strasburg, Pennsylvania, near the scene of the attack.
State police described Charles Carl Roberts IV as a man who appeared normal to friends, but was in fact deeply troubled and haunted by 2 key events. One was the death of his daughter, Elise, shortly after her birth 9 years ago. Colonel Jeffrey Miller is state commissioner of police.
According to his wife, it affected him greatly. Roberts was angry with God for taking Elise, as outlined in his suicide note, stating that it had changed his life forever and he was not the same since it happened. Roberts expressed hate towards himself and towards God.
When Marie Roberts found a suicide note in the couple's home, her husband Charles was already laying siege to the small Amish school near where Charles regularly parked his milk delivery truck. When Marie called her husband, he was at the school and explained he wasn't coming home again. Roberts told his wife that he had molested 2 young relatives 20 years ago. Colonel Miller said in Roberts' mind, the attack was somehow a response to that event.
And that was how she put all of that together, but neither his wife or any member of his family that we have spoken to has any knowledge of any crime being committed. But again, this gives you a little bit of an insight into what he was thinking and doing.
According to Miller, Roberts admitted he'd been dreaming of committing that same crime again in recent years. Roberts had stocked up on wire ties and other items he used to tie up the 10 victims. Based on that and other things that Roberts brought to the school, Miller says he may have intended to abuse the students in the same way.
And it looks like he acted upon that at the end. I just think he perhaps was interrupted as to some of his plan.
Miller said there was no evidence that Roberts had in fact molested those relatives, but he said police are still investigating. The alleged victims would have been younger than 5 at the time. The attack was of sufficient note to attract Governor Ed Rendell, who was running for re-election this year. Rendell noted this attack occurred at a private school and said he saw no need to revise contingency plans used by the state's public schools. Rendell also said he is pushing for stronger gun control in the state legislature, but said that wouldn't have helped here.
You can make all the changes you want, but you can never stop a random act of violence by a person who is intent on killing themselves.
Police also clarified that one victim, identified as a teacher's aide yesterday, was in fact a student, and they named the fatalities: Naomi Rose Ebersol, age 7, Anna Mae Stoltzfus, 12 years old, Marion Fisher, 13, Mary Liz Miller, 8, and her 7-year-old sister, Lena Miller. It is difficult to gauge the reaction of the Amish to this attack. Many are wary of outsiders, soft-spoken, and refuse to be recorded. But one man, Elmer Stoltzfus, no relation to the victims, spoke about his local Amish school. It's a few miles from the attacks, and he's the chairman there. Stoltzfus stood astride the little scooter many Amish use to get around in the doorway to his brother's barn. He said he and other adults went to the school today not to talk about the shooting directly. Some Amish face the challenge of figuring out just what to say to their kids because children here will not learn about the shooting from the media. While some people in government are debating about how to respond to school violence, Elmer Stoltzfus said he did not see the need for any kind of security at his school. He went there, he said, not to protect students, but to be with them. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Strasburg, Pennsylvania.